Jay Heller, singing in the rain, getting us started here at the 10 o'clock theme party. Broadway show tunes aplenty, as our very special guests today are from Encore Homeschool Productions, staging Seussical the Musical, actually right next door, Landis Hall at the Junction Center, Friday, March 27th through Sunday, March 29th. And we can't wait to hear some of the songs from the show this next hour live here in the studio. First, let's meet everyone.
Hi, my name is Dina McKell, and I am the director of the musical.
Hi, I'm Noah Arnold. I play the Cat in the Hat. And my favorite costume piece is probably my big hat.
I love it. Thank you. I forgot to say that, but I had already told you. Yes, I want to hear about your favorite costume piece, because Seussical the Musical costumes are just over the top.
They are, yes.
That's awesome, Noah. All right, let's keep going.
I'm Benny Eckel, and my favorite costume piece is probably my bright yellow shoes.
Ooh, love it.
I'm Colleen Steindel, and I'm the music director for Seussical.
And you don't have to wear a costume.
Correct.
I'm Elijah Smith. I'm playing Horton, and favorite costume piece, technically not a costume piece, but the clover that I use.
Oh, of course, you have to have your clover. Yeah.
So I am Cambry Brinton. I play Gertrude McFuzz, and my costume is very fun. I like how it poofs out, but I have to say, I love my feathers and my tails. Those are very fun.
I knew you were going to say feathers. Seussical the Musical. I know so many of you are familiar with the production. I remember my son was in a production when he was much younger, and I'm sure many of you have been too, but many are not familiar with the show. So Dina, help us up with that. Help us out.
Yes, so Seussical is based on the stories of Dr. Seuss, with the main character being Horton Hears a who is actually featured in the Dr. Seuss story, Horton Hears a Who. And within the musical, there are about 40 different references from all the different stories that Dr. Seuss has written. And he has written, I believe, about over 60 different books. Mm-hmm. And so in the musical, we reference a lot of those characters. So if you've ever read any of the Dr. Seuss books, you might recognize some of the characters in the musical.
And this musical is so colorful. We were mentioning costume pieces just over the top. It's just so fun to, visually, it's so fun to watch.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a very fun musical. It's bright. With the costume vision, I tried to pick things that resemble their characters. And so hopefully I feel like I did a good job.
I am sure you did. We cannot wait to see the show. We have promised a pair of, or I guess it's not really a pair, it's a family four-pack of tickets to the show.
Yes, that is correct.
And we're going to give that away a little bit later this hour, so stay close. And I know, Dina, you all have prepared some songs for us.
We do. We have some songs for you to sing for you today to enjoy and hopefully want you to come and see the musical
here. Yeah, so I'm curious, where are you at right now as far as rehearsals?
So right now in the rehearsal process, we actually just had our costume parade last week and what we call a stumble through, which allows us to see where we're at and what things we need to focus on. So this upcoming week, we're kind of in what we call pre-tech. Okay. That's where we do full act reviews and we really get down to working on the character and all the nuanced details of the show. And then the following week, we'll do full show runs. And then we have the privilege and honor to come here and move into the Junction Center that weekend and begin our tech, where we add the lights and the sound and the microphones and the costumes that we've been working on since actually June, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. But we can't wait to have you. It's always fun when I'm working here sometimes to like sneak over there, find an excuse to get something from our back warehouse. I have a lot of kids' cookie break stuff back there. So I often go over there, but it's so fun to see where you're at in rehearsals.
Yes.
And so, by that point, it's really fun to watch.
Yep. By that point, when we get here, it's time to get ready to do a production run and invite the audience to come see us.
Well, we can't wait to hear a song. First, though, we're going to hear a song from another very very popular musical. I'm sure at one point you've staged The Music Man.
Yes.
I think every high school, every young theater kid has been in The Music Man. Here is a version of 76 Trombones on the Kids' Cookie Break.